And good evening to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa. We get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball between the Dort College Defenders and the Hastings College Broncos. This is a matchup of rated teams. This is a matchup of teams that have met in the postseason the past several seasons. Last year, these two teams clashing first in the postseason in the GPAC Championship, won by Hastings. That made it three wins in a row for the Hastings College Broncos over Dort College last season. Dort College later avenged that loss in a opening round, a round of 16 win over Hastings in Sioux City at the NAIA National Championships. Dort College comes into tonight's contest 12-2. Hastings is 10-3. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Here's a closer look at this matchup between these two teams. For Hastings, they're 10-3, 5-1 of the conference. Their league loss is to Midland. That came in five sets on the road back on September the 18th. They averaged 12.18 kills per set. They have a team kill efficiency of 196. Broncos get 2 points per set on ace serves and another 2.47 on blocks. Lucy Skoke leads the team with a 3.66 kill average, and she has a 295 kill efficiency. Sage Meyer averages 2.18, and Maddie Dabovich gets 1.96. The Defenders are 12-2 this season, 6-0 in the GPAC after a pair of 3-0 wins over Jamestown and Midland last week. The Defenders are averaging 13.6 kills per set with a 253 kill efficiency. Emma Altna's kill per set average is up to 4.04, and she has a 304 kill efficiency with 2.3 digs per set, and she has 12 ace serves this season. Leah Camp's averages at 2.74 with a 298 kill efficiency, and she is averaging nearly a block per set. Alec Kromadek's kill average is 2.19. Jamie DeAger's assist average is up to 10.51. She averages a kill per set and leads the team with 16 service aces. We will pause now, turn it over to our public address, and an opening prayer offered by Bill Harmson.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for being such a great and awesome God. We thank you, Lord, for filling our hearts each and every day with goodness and kindness. We thank you, Lord, for bodies that want to jump. We thank you, Father, that we have an opportunity to compete once again this evening on the volleyball floor. We ask that you bless the players of each team, keep them safe from injury. Bless them if they show sportsmanship while competing. We ask that you be with the coaches and the officials that they officiate and coach to the best of their abilities. We also ask, Lord, that you bless us as fans, as we encourage our teams positively. We just ask you, Father, that you fill us with your spirit each and every day and bless this competition this evening. Forgive us all of our sins and your Son's name.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Glad to have you with me on this Friday night. It's a busy weekend on the Dort College campus. A couple of volleyball matches here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. A home-heavy schedule to start this season. Of course, the Defenders will pay for that at some point, as many of these home contests, you end up returning the trip. The Dort College Defender women coming in off of those two wins last week, and those have put them in a position to take firm control of the GPAC race if they can take care of business at home this weekend. Continuing on with the defenders, was up to Jamie DeJager. Her assist average is up to 10.51. She averages a kill per set and leads the team with 16 service aces. Aubrey Drake's dig average is 4.77, and she has 10 ace serves this year. Hannah Connolly has been potent at the service line with 15 aces, and she gets 1.98 digs per outing. Hastings beat Mount Marty on September 22, 25-27, 25-15, 25-10, and 25-11. Sage Meyer had 18 kills. The defenders beat Midland 25-20, 25-22, 25-22 last Saturday in Fremont, led by Emma Alton of 16 kills. DeJager put up 35 assists. In the process, was named the NAIA National Player of the Week and also GPAC Player of the Week. Camp had 8 kills in that contest. Chromadyke at 7. Drake got to 14 digs. These two met twice last season in the regular season. Hastings winning 3-2. I beg your pardon, they met twice in the regular season and then the GPAC Championship, and they met another time at the NAI National Championship, which I told you about earlier. Dort College winning in 4, 3 sets to 1. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with first serve from the DeWitt right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort College hosting Hastings this evening. Doan University tomorrow afternoon. Dort College football also at home tomorrow, as they will be hosting the Concordia Bulldogs with a 1 o'clock kickoff. So a busy weekend as we shut the books on September. First serve taken by Hastings. Dort College gets it up around the block. That's Alton, unable to put it away. Hastings on the attack from the right side. Termination block put up by Alton on the attack by Dabovich. And the Dort College defenders take the first point 1-0. 1-0 our score. Set number 1 just underway. Serving for the defenders will be Connolly down the line, controlled by Hastings. Broncos attacking. Another block put up by the defenders. Free ball. Drake on the cover. Comes back over to Chromendyk. Tools it off the block for the kill. Unable to close the block that time. Lenners. And also that was, I believe, Meyer unable to close the block. So a kill for Chromendyk. Dort College in front 2-0. Over high hand. Serve. The attack is long and out of play. And hitting it long, that was Krolikowski, beg your pardon. So Krolikowski with a attack error. Dort College leads it 3-0. Short serve controlled by the Broncos. Slide to the right, tip, covered by DeJager. Comes back outside. Altena covers it herself, keeps it alive. DeJager back over to Chromendyke, aims for the sideline, hits it wide and out of bounds. An attack error by Chromendyke on the busted play. And the Broncos are on the board. They trail 3-1. Right idea by Chromendyk. That was the shot that she had, but was unable to put it in play. 3-1 our score as she went to the far sideline, did the junior from Belle Plaine, Minnesota. Floater taken by Connolly. Gets it to DeJager. Outside Altena. Blocked at the net, but out of play. Point defenders. Dabovich unable to close the block. Altena with the kill. Emma Altena records the kill. The senior from Sioux Center, averaging 4.04 kills per set. Drake with serve. Aubrey Drake, floater, backline, too much mustard on it, sends it out of play. Point Hastings. So a service error by Drake. And the defenders lead 4-2. 4-2. Serving for the Broncos is Cassidy Ostrand. Ostrand with serve. Ostrand, jump serve, short, taken by Connolly. Drake has to get it, bumps it up towards Altena, roll shot around the block, and a kill for Altena, and that's the craftiness we have seen from Altena this year. Every year she has added something to her offensive game, and that time she gets the roll shot around the block for the kill. It's 5-2, defenders. Dort College up 5-2, floater down the line, taken by Meyer, gets the return set over the block, saved by Drake, gets it to DeJager, sets right side, Chromendyk, I beg your pardon, that's Jesse DeJager with the kill from the outside. And Dort College leads 6-2. 6-2 defenders. Jamie DeJager down the line, controlled by the Broncos. Set right side over the block. Saved by Jamie. Bump set by Camp. Gets it over to Altena. Power tip. And a kill for Emma Altena. Emma Altena coming to play this evening. She already has 3 kills by my count, and the defender lead is 7-2. 7-2. Short serve. Could be an ace. Hastings keeps it in play. Passed over the net. Free ball. Drake takes it middle back. Back over to the Jaeger. Quick attack. Camp. Camp floater kill. Leah Camp on the quick attack out of the middle records the kill, and Leah Camp has given Dort College an 8-2 advantage. Timeout. Hastings, as the defenders force Hastings to use their first timeout of set number one. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. Eight to two, defenders leading. The defenders on a 4-0 run right now, and Dort College has served. Serving for the defenders will be Jamie DeJager, controlled by the Broncos. They have to scramble a bit. This will be a down ball. Softly hit. Connolly keeps it in play, bumps it up, does DeJager over to Altena. Altena sends it over. It's dug up by Meyer, but there to push it down was Jesse DeJager, and Jesse DeJager gives Dort a 9-2 lead. 9-2, defenders up by 7. Jamie's serve controlled by the Broncos. Outside Sage Meyer, covered by the defenders. Camp picks it up, pushes it over. That was Connolly who keeps it in play. Broncos attacking outside Meyer off high hand, saved by the Broncos. They'll attack again. Set right side, pushed over short. Taken by Jamie DeJager. Back over to, well, beg your pardon, that was Jesse over to Jamie. Altena unable to put it down. Sage Meyer off high hand, saved by Drake. Gets it to Jamie DeJager. Back over to Camp. Camp kill. Leah Camp with the kill. Leah Camp gives Dort a 10-2 lead. 10-2, defenders up 8. Set number 1, served down the line. Taken by Sage Meyer. She'll get the return set over the block. Saved by Drake. Gets it to DeJager. Back over to Camp. Blocked. Drake covers it back to Jamie. Right side, Jesse. Jesse down the line. Kill. 11-2. Jesse DeJager with the kill down the line. Jesse with her second kill by my count, and the defenders have opened up an 11-2 lead here in set number 1. Jamie served the back line as long and out of play, so a service error gives Hastings a break as the Dort defenders reeled off 7 points in a row. So Jamie DeJager with the service error as she sends it just long. Hastings serve, taken by Connolly, gets it to DeJager, outside Altena. Altena off high hands, kill. Emma Altena over the kill, and so far Hastings has not been able to match up with the outside attacker, Emma Altena. Altena with 4 kills already in this one. She'll check out of the match. She is into the back line serving, and her jump serve off of the back line is long and out of play. Altena with a service error. And the defender lead is 12-4. Altena will stay on the floor next time around. If we get there, it'll probably be Robin Underwood serving, as they have gone to that sequence with trying to give Altena a break here and there. Camp got caught in the air, unable to do anything with it. Lucy Skok with the block. Skok puts up the solo block. That's set a little close to the net, and Camp didn't have much for options. Serve is in the net as Elise Bauman returns the favor for the defenders. So Bauman, a service error. Point defenders. Serving for the defenders now is Emily Fehlmeyer, the junior from Hardington, Nebraska. Serve, cross court, ace for Fehlmeyer. Fehlmeyer with her 6th ace this season. And the defender lead is 14-5. 14-5, Fehlmeyer with service. Fehlmeyer goes same spot. This time Hastings handles it. Set outside and a double contact called on the Broncos. And the defender lead is 15-5. So a ball handling error on Hastings. And the Broncos forced to use another timeout. They'll use their second timeout, trailing by 10. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. The defenders with a 15-5 advantage here in set number 1. Best of 5 match. Hastings took the junior varsity match 2-0. The attack blocked by DeJager. Hastings scrambles for it. They send it over free ball. Jamie gets it over to Kromendijk. Keeps it alive. Down ball by Fehlmeyer. Fehlmeyer into the net. Point Hastings. Dort College, a little out of sorts. Fehlmeyer will officially be charged with a rare attack error for the back row and serving specialist. Serving for the Broncos, Leslie Fox. Fox's serve. Jump serve floater taken by Lindbergh. They go right at her. Jamie DeAger comes back over to Altena. Altena from behind the spike line. Hastings keeps it alive, sends it over. Altena gets it to DeAger. Outside Lindbergh off high hands, kill. Julia Lindbergh as Dort College stayed engaged after the attack by Altena ended up in the basketball stanchion on the Hastings side. Gave them enough time to go get it. And now the defender lead is 16-6. Hastings attacking off high hands. Taken by Altena. Gets it to DeAger. Outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh tools it off of the block for the kill. Good to see Julia start off well. Good serve receive. And then a couple of good attacks. And the defender lead is 17-6. 17-6. Could be an ace. And it is, as Erica Bausma records the ace. And for Dort, that is their first ace this evening. Bausma makes it 18-6 with the ace. Bausma, the sophomore from Sheldon, low hard serve taken by Meyer. Outside attack down the line, saved by Altena. Jamie gets it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh roll shot, saved by Sage Meyer. Outside attack off high hands, overhand saved by Drake. Comes back over to Lindbergh, blocked at the net. Point Hastings. Hastings gets a point on the termination block. Julia Lindbergh into the block that time. Didn't have much room with the double block put up, that wall. And Dort College now on serve receive. Serving for Hastings is Claire Thede. Thede with serve. Floater taken by Drake to DeAger. Slide to the right, Cromendyke. Cromendyke tools it off of the block for the kill. And that block a little slow in arriving. Cromendyke takes advantage and knocks it down. It's 19-7. 19-7. Hannah Connolly with serve. Connolly, floater, right side, controlled by the Broncos. Set goes outside off high hands. Saved by Connolly. No. A kill from the outside for the Broncos. So that goes to Casey Krolikowski. Krolikowski with the kill. Dort College leads 19-8. 19-8, Krolikowski serving. Floater taken by Bausma, high pass. DeAger outside Altena. Altena through the block, now an overpass. Cromendyke with a kill, and there to put it down is Altena. Altena in the net. Emma Altena called for being in the net on that follow-through. 19-9, so the attack error against Altena. Don't mind to see that with the aggressiveness at the net. Jamie DeAger outside Altena off high hands, and Jamie's going to be called for a double contact. Point Hastings, and it's 19-10. You want to see Dort finish this one out. A ball handling error called against Jamie Gasink. Serving is Krolikowski. Krolikowski. Taken by Bausma to Jamie. Outside Altena. Roll shot. Saved by the Broncos. No. Altena with another kill. And for Emma, that is her fifth kill. Dort leads 20-10. 20-10. Aubrey Drake with serve. To the back line. And it's just off the back line and out of play. Point Hastings. So a service error by Drake. Defenders lead 20-11. Serving is Dabovich. Dabovich serve. Jump serve. Back line is long and out of bounds. Point defenders. So a service error by Dabovich. And the defenders own a 21-11 lead. Defenders up 10. Serving is DeAger. Set comes backside off high hand, saved by Drake. Pushed over the net by Connolly. Dort out of position. Here comes Hastings. Quick attack middle off high hand, saved by Drake. Gets it to Jamie. Back over to Camp. Camp kill. Well, when Dort is running up tempo, Hastings has had difficulty keeping up with their blocking at the net. Serving Jamie DeAger. Floater, back line, taken by the Broncos. Set outside Sage Meyer over high hand, saved by DeAger. Comes back over to camp outside Altona. Altona with a quick arm through the net, through the block. A kill for Emma. And the defenders lead at 23-11. 23-11, serving Jamie DeAger. Knuckleball serve, low hard serve, and an ace serve for Jamie. And the defenders lead it 24-11. Dort College with an opportunity to take set number one here on this serve. Floater by DeAger, controlled by the Broncos. Set goes to the middle, off high hand, saved by Altona. Gets it to DeAger, outside Jesse. Jesse unable to put it away from the right side. Pushed over the net, free ball. Altona, camp, back to Altona, power tip, saved by the Broncos. Set outside Meyer. Meyer pushes it over left hand. Dort College, camp, bump set, Jesse. Jesse into the block, point defenders. Jesse DeAger uses the block for a kill. DeAger tools it down off of the late arriving block for a 25-11 win. 25-11, Dort College wins set number one. We head into set number two, Dort leading 1-0. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. I don't know what could have gone better for Dort in set one. Potentially service errors, where four of Hastings' 11 points came. The defenders, 17 kills, a 353 kill efficiency. Hastings, one kill on 23 attacks with two errors. I don't know that I've ever seen that in a match or a set with one kill. 2 points for Hastings on blocks, one for the defenders. Hastings with serve. Dort receives, gets it over to Camp. Kromendyk. Kromendyk with a power tip out of the middle and the kill. Dort leads 1-0. 1-0 our score. Kromendyk with the kill. Allie with her second kill this evening. Jump serve by Drake, controlled by Hastings. Broncos attacking. Block put up by DeAger and Camp. Point defenders. A termination block for the defenders. And Dort leads it 2-0. 2-0. Serving is Drake. Controlled. Here come the Broncos. Outside power tip. Hits the antenna. Point defenders. The power tip by Koch. A Skoke, that is. Was it Skoke or was that Bruja? Trying to make out if that's 18 or 19. That is Skoke with the attack error. Skoke over the top. Over high hands. Sends it long. Out of bounds. Back-to-back attack errors by Skoke, attacking with the left hand from the left side. And the defenders lead it 4-0. Jump serve by Drake, controlled by the Broncos. They scramble. This will be a free ball for Dort. Short, taken by Camp. Gets it to Jamie. Slide, Camp. Camp over the block. Saved by the defenders. Bausman, DeAger. DeAger pushes back corner. Saved by the Hastings Broncos. Skoke off high hands. Taken by Connolly. DeAger dumps it over. Controlled by the Broncos. Broncos scrambling. Sage Meyer, good effort. Unable to get to it. Point defenders. Dort leads 5-0. 5-0, and Matt Buttermore wants a timeout for the Broncos on the bench with his team trailing 5-0 in set number two. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Remind you that timeouts this season are made possible by a grant from Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health, committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. Aubrey Drake serve taken by the Broncos. Pushed over the net by Skoke. Slowed up at the net by the defenders. Passed over by Connolly. Free ball. Here come the Broncos. And a back row attack called on Hastings and their setter. That's Claire Hamburger. And Hamburger, not much she could do there. She had to leave her feet to get that ball and keep it from going into the net. In the process, a Dort College blocker went up, made contact with it after she had, which leads to the back row attack and an attack attempt by the setter. It's all a technicality. It leads to a point for Dort. Now Hastings gets a point back. They trail 6-1. 6-1 serving for the Broncos is Elise Bauman. Bauman with serve. Bauman, short serve. Defenders attacking. Camp. Camp out of the middle with a kill. And Dort College, as I was talking to my statisticians during that timeout, just clicking right now. They've got their up-tempo offense rolling. Broncos serving. Pardon me, that's Meyer. Meyer, back row attack. Misses wide, not a play. Point defenders. Dort leads 8-1. 8-1. Dieger taken by Hamburger. Set goes to the middle. Saved by Jamie. Bump set over to Altena. Altena tools it off the block, but it stays inbounds. Point Hastings. Hastings makes it 8-2 with that termination block. So Hastings able to get a block up. Terminates it for the point. Serving is Ryland Hoffman. Ryland Hoffman with serve. Floater, short, taken by Drake to Dieger. Comes back over to Jesse, covered by Drake. Kept alive to Jamie. Outside, Altena pushes it over the net. Out of play. And it goes out of bounds. Point, Hastings. Hastings back to within 5, 8-3 on the attack error by Altena. Hoffman serve is long and out of bounds. Point defenders. Hoffman sends it long. A service error. And now Emma Altena with serve. Defenders leading 9-3. Jump serve for the senior from Sioux Center. Gets top spin on it. Taken by Hoffman. Set goes to Skoke. Dug by Altena to Jamie. Saved by Hamburger. Hastings attacking. Pushed over the block. Saved by Dieger to Camp. Touches it over to Lindbergh, and Lindbergh into the block and then off of her ponytail and down to the floor. Point Hastings. Hastings gets a point on the block. It's 9-4. 9-4. Claire Thede with serve. Thede, 5'8 sophomore from St. Paul, Nebraska. Her floater down the line taken by Lindbergh. Back over to Dieger. Dieger to Camp, and Camp gets blocked. Point Hastings. That is one of Hastings' strength, is their blocks. They're averaging over two blocks per set. For the Broncos, Thede, short serve, taken by Lindbergh again. They get it to Dieger. Comes back over to Jesse. Jesse with a kill. Jesse Dieger with a kill. Dort leads 10-5. 10-5. Defenders by 5. Set number 2. They won set 1, 25-11. Fehlmeyer, low hard serve, taken by the Broncos. Set goes right side, covered by Jesse to Jamie. Outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh kill. Lindbergh with the kill. Dort leads 11-5. Julia Lindbergh with the kill, unofficially her third. Altena leading the defenders with 6. Jesse has 5. Set goes outside, and banging it off the block for the kill is Casey Krulikowski. Dort leads 11-6. Well, Hastings has used one timeout, and that ends up being a good timeout. They got a point back almost immediately, and now starting to chip away at what was a 6-0 lead at one point. Short serve taken by the defenders. Jamie comes back over to Jesse. Off speed over the block. Saved by Hastings. Set right side and hitting it wide. Not a play is Dabovich. Point defenders on the attack error by Hastings. Hastings in their gray jersey tops. Red numbers trimmed in white. Dort in their black jerseys. Yellow numbers. Short serve. Set goes to the middle. Dug by Altena. Off the attack by Hastings. And then Kromendyk with an attack and a kill. Allie Kromendyk with the kill. Allie with her third kill by my count. Should be fourth. I'm one behind. Hastings attacking. Set goes outside off high hands. Joust at the net. Saved again by the Broncos. Meyer attacks again. Broncos scrambling. Set right side over the block. Saved by Jamie. Gets it over to Kromendijk. Kromendijk to Lindbergh. Lindbergh hangs in the air. Gets it over the block. Now pushed over the block by Meyer. Outside. Dort attacking right side. Kromendijk. Kromendijk. Slide right. Kill. Allie Kromendijk. The junior from Belle Plaine, Minnesota, puts it away. And the defender lead is 14-6. Matt Buttermore calls a timeout on the Hastings bench. Gives his hands a clap. A little bit of frustration there. Now he converses with his assistant coaches, trying to cook something up to get his team back into this set. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health, committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. Dort leading 14-6. Set number two, cross court. Dort saves it momentarily. Bausma keeps it in play. Chasing after does Lindbergh near the sideline. Her save attempt ends up in the rafters. Point Hastings. Hastings trails 14-7. Dort leading in the match, one set to zero. Leslie Fox serving for the Broncos. Dort set for serve receive. Fox's serve taken by Bausma. Low hard pass. Jamie gets to it. Sends it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill. Dort College leads 15-7. Julia Lindbergh with her fourth kill. The 6'1 senior from Margate, Florida. Serving for Dort is Connolly. Hastings set for serve receive. They go after Fox. She gets to it. Set right side. Pops over the block. Save defenders. Set. Dort unable to do anything with it. Here comes Sage Meyer. Sage Meyer with a kill. Sage Meyer with her first kill. Point defenders. Claire Hamburger with serve, taken by Bausma. Comes back over to Kromendijk, and an illegal contact called on the defenders. It's back to 15-9. Dort up by six. Serving for Hastings is Claire Hamburger. So Claire Hamburger lines it up, right-hander, sends it into the net, point defenders. So a service error by Hamburger. 16-9. Defenders leading by seven. Aubrey Drake has serve, taken by Fox. Hastings attacking out of the middle, saved by Connolly. Gets it over to Jamie, up to Altena. Altena over the kill. Altena shooting fish in a barrel when it gets up to her this evening. Seven kills already for Altena, 17-9. Aubrey Drake serve, controlled by the Broncos. Set outside, over high hand, saved by Drake. Dort attack, Altena. Altena hits it long and out of bounds. That time the set, a little off the mark. Camp forced into that secondary setter position after the original contact by Jamie. 17-10, defenders leading. They play side out from here on out. They're in good shape. Connolly, Dieger outside. Altena, Altena down the line. Just misses the sideline. Point Hastings. Well, Hastings chipping away again. They were down 15-7. Now they've got it back to 17-11, so they've shaved 2 points off of what was an 8-point Dort lead. Drake to Jamie. Outside, Altena. Off of the block, saved by Hastings. They scramble. Over the top of the block, hitting it long. And on the back line, a kill for Krolakowski. Krolakowski with her second kill. 3 points in a row for the Broncos, five out of the last seven. Obviously a nationally rated team, Hastings, a stalwart at the NAIA National Championships the last several seasons. They aren't going to fade away easily on this Friday night at the DeWitt. Set goes to Camp. Camp with a kill. Camp hits it wide, and Coach Chad Hansen wants a timeout. I thought that was off of a blocker. It was not, and Hastings has cut what was an 8-point lead down to four. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. This is KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. 17-13, defenders leading by four, but Hastings cutting what was an 8-point lead in half. Connolly, Dieger, Camp, tip, controlled by the Broncos. Hastings attacking Skoke, unable to put it away. Here comes Hastings again. Skoke, power tip, back corner, long and out of play. Lucy Skoke hits it long and out of bounds. Point Dort off the attack error by Skoke. And Dort leads 18-13. 18-13. Serving is Jamie Dieger. Dieger, short serve, taken by the Broncos. Set outside, tipped over the block, saved by Dieger. Comes back over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Leah Camp on the second contact puts it away. That's her fourth kill. Dort leads 19-13. Krolikowski checking out. Danielle Shank checks in. So Shank checks in. Short serve taken by Hastings. Dort up by six. Off high hands, a kill for Skoke. Skoke with the kill. Serving for Hastings is Rylan Hoffman. Hoffman, floater, taken back line, controlled, pushed over the net by Connolly. Dort College not in sync that time. Set goes over to Skoke, picked out of the net by Altena, comes back over to Emma. Emma, end of the net, point Hastings. Hastings back to within four at 19-15. So an attack error by Altena. And serving is Hoffman. Floater. Taken by Connolly. Altena has to track after. Passed over the net by Dieger. Here comes Hastings. Down by four are the Broncos. And now three with a kill out of the middle for Hastings. And Hastings putting together a run. That's Emily Lenners with the kill. Dort leads 19-16. And Dort uses their final timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Hastings coming back from a big deficit. And now the defenders forced to use timeout number two, leading 19-16 here in set number two. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Hastings with serve. Back line taken by Altena. They go after her that time. Dieger back over to Altena. Emma Altena over the kill makes it 20-16. 20-16, Altena is out. Robin Underwood is in to serve. So Robin Underwood with serve. And Underwood lines it up, sends it over, floater, taken by Hastings. Hastings attacking. Now down ball, Drake to Underwood. Back to Camp, blocked at the net, point Hastings. So a termination block for the Broncos. Dort leads 20-17. Underwood is out, Altena is in. A three-point lead for the defenders. Serving is Claire Thede. Thede with serve. And Thede's serve catches the net, rolls over. Hastings has had some net serves. That time a let serve as it catches the tape and rolls over. Hastings to within one at 20-18. So Thede with an ace for Hastings. I believe that's number one tonight. And number two comes shortly thereafter as the defenders try to keep it in play. It's 20-19. So back-to-back aces by the Broncos. And the defenders now reeling. Dort was up at one point, 15-7. Hastings has outscored them 12-5. The defenders need to find a way to stop the momentum. Hastings has stayed at it here in set number two. That one catches the tape, finds its way over. Dort, though, passes it right back to the Broncos. Broncos attacking. This will be a down ball. Saved by Camp. Back to DeAger. Comes back right side. Kromendike blocked at the net. Point Hastings. And it's 20 all. Dort is out of timeouts. Hastings now 5 points away from tying this match at one set apiece. Well, so much for a quick evening here at the DeWitt. Short serve taken by Drake to DeAger. Back over to Lindberg. Lindberg blocked at the net. Hastings has their first lead of the night. So a block put up by the Broncos. Dort College trailing 21-20. Set number two. Broncos all the way back from a 15-7 deficit. Short serve taken by Lindberg to DeAger. Comes back over to Jesse. Power tip saved by Meyer. Kept alive. Now Meyer from behind the spike line. Taken by Altenut. Back to Jamie. Blocked at the net. Dort attacks. Comes back outside Lindberg. Roll shot. Hastings keeps it alive. Dumped over the net. Saved by Altenut. Back to Jamie. Outside Lindberg. Off high hand. Saved by Meyer. Hastings attacking. Pushed over the net. Saved by Drake. Kept alive by Jamie. Comes back over to Lindberg. Unable to put it away. Hastings sends it over. Roll shot. Into the net. Point defenders on Krolikowski's attack error. Well, both teams a little upset with what was allowed on the other side of the net, so I guess that's evenly called. Fehlmeyer with serve. Serve taken by the Broncos. And it's passed over the net by Hamburger. Out of play, point defenders. So Hamburger with an attack error as she tries to dump it over. Got a little cute with it. Now serving for the defenders will be Fehlmeyer. Sophomore, the junior from Hardington. Set outside, blocked at the net, but into the antenna by Jesse DeAger. Point Hastings, and Hastings has tied it up at 22 all. Serving for the Broncos is Krolikowski. Dort ties it up, or took the lead back moments ago. Now it's tied, 22 all. Serve is on the back line, and an ace serve for the Broncos, and Krolikowski. And Hastings has taken the lead. 23-22, an ace by Krolikowski. Krolikowski, another serve on the way. This floater taken by the defenders. Altena's serve is over the net, not a play. Krolikowski with an ace, and Dort College is serving. Serve receive, escaping them right now. Four aces for the Broncos. Since they were down 2018, they now lead 24-22 and are serving to tie the match. Altenut, DeAger, outside Lindberg. Lindberg dug up and over, taken by Drake to DeAger, back to Kromendike. Kromendike power tip kill. Kromendike with a power tip and a kill. Dort trails 24-23. Serving is Bausma. Bausma serve. Floater taken by Hastings for the win. Outside, Meyer. Meyer kill. It's 25-23. Hastings has even the match at 25-23 on the kill by Meyer. So Sage Meyer evens it at one set apiece. We head to set number three. Tied up one set apiece. Back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Yeah. Well, through two sets, or even one set apiece. Dort dominated set one, 25-11. Dominated early in set two, up 15-7 at one point. Still led 20-16, but the momentum shifted, and Hastings roars back for a 25-23 win, helped in large part by four service aces from the time they were down 20-16 to when they won the set. 25-23. Hastings, a 0-26 kill efficiency in set number two. The defenders, an 0-54 kill efficiency for the match. 10 kills for the Broncos. For Dort, 29 kills, 15 errors, 71 total attacks, 197 kill efficiency. 24 assists for DeAger out of 27 for the defenders total. 34-21, Dort with a dig advantage. Hastings blocking much better in set two, as they now have 7 points off of blocks. Dort has two. Emma Alton leads Dort with 8 kills. Allie Kromendike with 6. Jesse DeAger and Leah Camp with 5 each. Julia Lindberg with 4. for the Broncos. Four kills for Casey Krolikowski, three for Sage Meyer, six for Claire Thede. Four digs each for Thede, Fox, Krolikowski, and Meyer. For Dort, 10 kills for Aubrey Drake, 9 for Emma Altena, 8 for Jamie DeAger. 5 block assists leaving Emily Lenners for Hastings. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more from the DeWitt, set number 3, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Dort and Hastings getting set to go to set number 3. Certainly looked like Dort had set 2 there for the taking, but the Broncos got some momentum, and the momentum shift fierce and hard. And by the time that snowball started running downhill, it got awfully difficult for Dort to get it back. Thought they were still going to fight him off at 20-16, but unable to do it were the defenders. And they lose by a final score of 25-23 in set number 2. We head to set number 3. Connolly to DeAger, pushes back corner, kill. Jamie DeAger with the kill. And for Jamie, that is her first this evening. The defenders lead 1-0. Hannah Connolly with serve, short serve taken by the Broncos. Set to Meyer. Meyer dug by the defenders, kept alive by Connolly, passed over the net by Drake, saved by Hastings. Broncos, Meyer, tipped over the net, saved by the defenders. Bausma back over to Alton off high hands, saved by the Broncos. Hastings, quick attack out of the middle. Bausma, DeAger, Kromendijk, kill. Allie Kromendijk with the kill, and for Allie, that is her 7th kill. Dort leads 2-0. 2-0. Connolly serves right side, controlled by the Broncos, off high hands. Hastings will reload. Hamburger throws it back over to Meyer, through the box, saved by Bausma to DeAger, sets right side back over to Camp. Camp kill. Kromendijk with the kill. She's got 8. Kromendijk with the kill. Serving is Connolly. Hannah Connolly with serve, floater, back line, taken by Hastings out of the middle, blocked by Kromendijk. Hastings reloads, back to Meyer. Meyer down the line, saved by Drake, kept alive by Altena. Passed over the net by Bausma, saved by Hastings. Hamburger sets it outside, unable to do anything with it. Scope, Dort College digs it up, now back over to Altena, unable to put it down. Hamburger back to Meyer. Off of balance, Dort attacking, slide to the right, Kromendijk with a swing, no touch at the net, point Hastings. So an attack error that time by Kromendijk, Alley unable to get on top of it, the defender lead is 3-1. 3-1 serving is Bauman, controlled by Bausma. To DeAger, back over to Camp, for the kill, up here, Kromendijk. Keep wanting to go with Camp on this rotation. That's Allie Kromendijk in the middle with a kill. She's got 9 now. So Allie Kromendijk puts that one away. Drake with serve. Aubrey. Serve, sideline, controlled by the Broncos. Attacking over high hands, saved by the defenders. Connolly and Drake unable to get to it. Well, they're back to the net. Tried to send it up and over. Not enough momentum on that one to carry it over. Defenders trail 4-2. Hastings serving Hoffman. Now Camp is in the match for the defenders. Kromendijk is out. Serve, floater, taken by Connolly to DeAger. Comes back over to Camp. Camp, sideline kill. Dort going to their middles. And they have responded here in set number 3. Dort leading 5-2. Jamie DeAger with serve. DeAger, low hard serve, controlled by the Broncos. Scope, kill. as Alton and Camp are unable to close the block. Skok records the kill, and for Skok, that is her second. Dort trail leads 5-3, set number three. Claire Thede with serve. Thede serve taken by Bausma to DeJager. Back over to DeJager. DeJager power tip. Hastings gets to it. Passed over the net, free ball. Drake, DeJager. Over to Altona. Altona with the kill. Emma Altona records the kill. And when Dort's pass receive and digging is on, they are very dangerous. Set number two we saw when that is not on the mark as a hole, which it was not. They are not as dangerous and become a little more easier to defend. Through the block, taken by Lindbergh. Gets it to DeJager, back over to Camp. Camp kill. Leah Camp with a kill. Dort College picking up the tempo again. Their sixth kill for Camp. Dort leads 7-3. 7-3, Emma Altona serving. Altona, jump serve, controlled by the Broncos. Set goes to the middle. Hatchet save by Drake. From behind the spike line is Altona. Altona with the kill. Emma with another kill. And for Emma Altona, that is her 10th kill. Dort leads 8-3. 8-3. Defenders by 5. Serve. Hastings gets it. Slide right. Saved by Camp. To DeJager. Back to Lindbergh. Around the block. Saved by Hastings. Attacking. Through the block. Drake. Picked out of the net by Camp. Passed over the net by Jesse. Controlled by Hastings. Attacking. Out of the middle. Saved by Jamie. Back over to Camp. Blocked at the net. Point Hastings. Emily Lenners with the solo block. So a point off of the block for the Broncos, and it's back to 8-4, a four-point lead for the defenders. Casey Krolikowski with serve. Krolikowski, serve taken by Lindbergh. Emma Altona back to Lindbergh, around the block, saved by Hastings. Broncos attacking Meyer. Meyer hits it long and out of bounds, point defenders. Sage Meyer not able to get on top of that one. And Meyer's attack error, she tries to go cross court. Sage Meyer, one of those players, senior from Bellevue, seems like she has been there forever. Lanky outside hitter, can do a little bit of everything. 6 foot senior, serve backline by Fehlmeyer is long and out of play. Point Hastings. So Fehlmeyer, service error. Dort College, a little bit of a problem with the serves tonight in terms of keeping him in play. And sending them over, and they've just been long by about a foot, foot and a half. Short serve, taken by Lindbergh. Gets it to DeJager. Comes back over to Kromendyk. Kromendyk saw the block, went around it. Dug by Hastings. Pushed over the net. Saved by Jesse. Unable to keep it in play, though. Point Hastings. A kill out of the middle for the Broncos. I believe that was Krolikowski with the kill. Krolikowski now with 5. Serve taken by Lindbergh to DeJager. Sets right side Jesse, that is. Overpass and putting it away is Julia Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill. So Julia records the kill. The senior from Margate with her 5th kill by my count. And the statistician's in agreement with me this evening. Every once in a while it happens. Bausma, serve, controlled, right side, over the block, and a kill for the Broncos, and Dabovich. Dabovich with the kill. She's got 3. It's 10-7. Dort leads. We're tied up in the match, 1 set apiece. Serving for the Broncos is Hamburger. Serve taken by Altona, overpass, and the joust put down by Meyer. Sage Meyer with her 4th kill. She's been held in check. Dort, though, leads 10-8. Neither team has used a timeout yet. Short serve taken by Altona. Comes back over to Lindbergh, off high hands. Here comes Hastings. Outside attack, Meyer. Kept it alive, did Lindbergh on the dig. Outside attack, Lindbergh, off high hands. Hamburger keeps it alive. Over the block, saved by Altona to Jamie. Gets it back over to Kromendyk. Kromendyk into the net. Timing a little bit off on that slide attack. So Kromendyk charged with an attack error, and Hastings backed up then 10-9. Serving Claire Hamburger again for the Broncos. Serve taken by Altenut to DeJager. Comes outside. Lindbergh rolls it over the block. Saved by Hamburger. Kurlikowski sets to Meyer. Dug by Altenut. Kept alive by Jamie. Gets it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the kill. Julia Lindbergh with the kill. For Julia, that is her sixth kill. She is replaced now by the server, Fehlmeyer, in this rotation. Emily Fehlmeyer with serve. Connolly with serve, and Connolly with an ace. Having a whale of a time with some names tonight. Hannah Connolly checks in. She'll serve and play the back row. Defenders lead on the ace by Connolly. Serve to the back line, and just like that, Dort gives the point back. Like the aggressiveness. Need to get those in, though. Free points for the Broncos. And that is what allowed Hastings to hang around in set number two. Taken by Drake to DeJager. DeJager dumps it, covered by Hastings and Hamburger. Pancake saved by Drake. Dort pushed over the net by DeJager. Hamburger sets. Skoke. Swing. Drake keeps it alive for the moment. Bausma chases it on the sideline, unable to get to it. And a kill for Lucy Skoke. Lucy Skoke with her third kill. Dort serve receive. Short serve and an ace serve. Bausma stretches out for it. We're tied 12-all. An ace serve by the Broncos. And Dort College needs a timeout. Timeout on the floor. It's 12-12. Defenders and Hastings tied up one set apiece as well. Today's broadcast made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College athletics, providing position, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. This is KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Back with more right after this. We return to action. Hastings attacking. Skoke through the block. Kill. Skoke with a kill. 4 points in a row now for the Broncos. And Hastings has taken a 13-12 advantage to their first lead of set number three. Serve taken by Connolly to DeJager. Back over to Kromendyk. Kromendyk with the kill. Allie Kromendyk with the kill. For Allie, that is her 10th unofficially. We're tied 13-all. 13-13. Aubrey Drake with serve. Defenders and Hastings tied up one set apiece. Drake serves short, controlled. Hamburger to Skoke. Skoke off high hands, kill. Skoke makes it 14-13 as she attacks from Hastings' right side. And she gets the kill. Serving for Hastings is Hoffman. And an overpass. And a kill for the Broncos out of the middle. That's Lenners. Lenners with the kill on the overpass. And it's 15-13. Defenders down two. Taken by Bausma to DeJager. Slide to the right. Camp dug by Meyer. Here come the Broncos. Skoke blocked at the net. Hastings reloads. Here's Meyer through the block. Saved by the defenders. Joust by DeJager. Controlled by Hastings. Power tip taken by Connolly to DeJager. Slide to the right. Camp blocked. Point Hastings. And the Broncos have taken a 16-13 lead on that termination block. Serving for the Broncos is Hoffman. Hoffman serve taken by Bausma to DeJager. Outside Altena. Altena kill. 16-14. Well, the defenders, you'd like to see them string some points together here in the sequence. Altena, this is her last time in the front row, so defenders need to string some together, and they don't that time. Kill from the left side for Hastings, and it's 17-14. So Hastings now in control, and with where they are in the rotation, they've got pretty good control of this set now. Dort has to do it without their strongest hitter in the net, in the front row, as Altna finishes off her rotation. She's got 11 kills. She puts that one away. The defenders trailing 17-15. Altna will rotate out. Robin Underwood will serve. Underwood with serve, controlled by the Broncos. Set goes outside and a block put up. Jamie DeJager and Leah Camp. Jamie DeJager and Leah Camp teaming up for the block. 17-16, Altna serving. Altna, short serve, taken by Meyer. Pushed over the net, saved by Jamie. Gets it back over to Camp. Camp goes wide, not a bounce. Point Hastings. 18-16 on the attack error by Camp. And the Broncos have service. Krolikowski to line it up and send it over. Taken by Lindbergh. Back over to DeJager. Back to Jesse. Jesse with the swing. She goes cross court. Gets the kill. Jesse DeJager with the kill as she goes cross court. 18-17. The defenders backed over then a point. Fehlmeyer with service. Short serve controlled by the Broncos. Set right side. Pushed up and over the antenna, and it was out of bounds. That attack goes over the antenna and out of bounds. Any part of the ball is over that antenna. Stork College with serve. ...18-18. Set number three. This is our third tie of set number three. Serving is Emily Fehlmeyer. And Emily Fehlmeyer with serve. Floater taken by the Broncos. They'll attack outside Meyer. Blocked at the net. Point defenders. I am not sure why they were questioning that call over the antenna, because it was very clear to me that the ball was out of bounds. Matt Buttermore, a little creative with trying to stop the momentum. Dort gets the point back on the block. And now Hastings calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Broncos. Today's broadcast made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort Athletics, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. Emily Fehlmeyer with serve, taken by the Broncos. They trail 19-18. They go to a set play out of the timeout. Lenners with a kill. We're tied 19-all. Leah Camp. I beg your pardon. This will be part of that libero switch. Drake checks in. She ends up in. It's 19-19. Serving for the Broncos will be Fox. And Fox's serve taken by Lindbergh. Gets it to DeJager. Outside Jesse. Jesse off high hands. Saved by the Broncos. Set goes outside. Off high hands. Meyer. Dort attacking. Kromendike kill. Allie Kromendike. Up quickly. It's 20-19. So Kromendike with her 11th kill. Dort getting 22 kills, 11 each out of Altna and Kromendike here this evening. Serving is Bausma. Bausma, low hard serve, controlled by the Broncos. Outside Meyer. Meyer banks it off the block. We're tied 20-all. Sage Meyer with her 5th kill, averaging 2.18 per set. And now Hastings has serve. Claire Hamburger with service. Taken by Altna to Jamie. Outside, Lindbergh off high hands. Hastings scrambling. They keep it alive. Passed over the net by Meyer. Take it by Balsma. To DeAger. Comes back over to Kromendyk. Kromendyk with a kill. Allie Kromendyk records another kill. She's got a dozen. Serving for the defenders will be Connolly. Let's see if Dort can string some points together, leading 21-20 in set number three. Connolly, knuckleball serve. Hastings attacking. Down the line, scope, dug by Drake. Dort attacking, Altena blocked at the net. Here come the defenders again. Kromendyk power tip, saved by Hastings. Skoke, dug by Drake. Pushed up at the net by DeAger. Controlled by Hastings. Skoke, power tip, right hand. Unable to put it away. Altena blocked at the net. Point Hastings. So a block put up that time. Dort got what they wanted. An attack on the outside by their leading hitter. And that time, Hastings was equal to the task. It's 21-21. Serving for the Broncos, Bauman. Taken by Bausma to DeAger. Back set, Kromendyk kill. Allie Kromendyk with the kill as Hastings concentrates their block on Altena. Kromendyk takes advantage and knocks it down one-on-one. On the slide to the right, Aubrey Drake with serve. Senior from Rock Island, Illinois, floater. Hastings set. Skoke over high hands. Hits it long and out of bounds, but we have a player in the net. No, we have a touch called. A touch by the defenders. We're tied 22-all. 22-22. Hastings with serve. Hoffman. Hoffman's serve is long and out of bounds. Misses by about 3 feet. Just a little too much mustard on that one. A service error. And the defenders lead 23-22. Point here puts Dort on set point. Hastings attacking Skoke. Saved by Connolly. Down ball by Altena. Saved by Hastings. Set Skoke. Dug by Connolly. DeAger outside, Altena, Altena, swing, kill. Emma Altena with the kill. She's got 12, and the defenders lead 24-22. Timeout Hastings with Dort College on set point. Jamie DeAger will be serving when we resume play in a moment. Tonight's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health, committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. 24-22, Dort College serving for the 2-1 lead in this best-of-five battle. Jamie DeAger with service. Well, it took a while for this one to heat up, but it has. DeAger serve taken by Meyer. Here comes Hastings. Outside attack through the block. Kill. That block late in arriving, and Krolikowski makes it 24-23. Krolikowski with the kill, so we are still on set point. Serving for the Broncos is Claire Thede. 24-23, Dort's attackers Camp, DeAger, and Altena. Jump serve, Thede, taken by Connolly. Pushed outside, Altena, kill! 25-23, Dort goes to their All-American on the outside. And Emma Altena responds with her 13th kill. She and Kromendyk leading the way for the defenders in set number three. We head to set number four. Dort College leading 2-1. 25-11, 23-25, 25-23. Back with set number four from Sioux Center right after this. Through three sets, Hastings an 090 kill efficiency, 24 kills, 14 errors, 111 attacks. Dort 47-21 and 117, a 222 kill efficiency. Dort hit 261 in set three. Hastings 204, pretty evenly played set number three. The defenders a 43-22 dig lead. I beg your pardon, a 61-42 dig lead. Hastings making up for that at the net with 10 points off of blocks. The defenders with four. Emma Altena and Allie Kromendyk lead all players with 13 kills each. Casey Krolikowski and Lucy Skoke have 6 kills each for the Broncos. 5 for Sage Meyer. 11 digs for Leslie Fox for the Broncos. 19 for Aubrey Drake for Dort College. Hamburger with service for the Broncos. With Hastings now trying to come back from a 2-1 deficit. Set goes outside Cromondyke. Cromondyke kill. Well, Allie picking up right where she left off in set number two. I beg your pardon, set three, as she records her 14th kill. And she has been a solid second tonight for the defenders. Emma Alton obviously getting the bulk of the attacks, but Allie Cromondyke equal to the task this evening. Skok over high hands, saved by Connolly. Set goes over to Alton. Alton over the kill. Alton over the kill. Dort leads 2-0. Emma also with 14 kills. Aubrey Drake has serve. 2-0. Set. Right side. Meyer off high hand. Saved by Dort. Dieger over to Altena. Altena with a swing and a kill off of the block. 15 for Altena. And the defenders lead at 3-0 in set number 4. Dort leads in the match 2-1. Aubrey Drake with serve. Sideline wide and out of bounds. Point Hastings. So a service error by Drake. Next up for the Broncos will be Elise Bauman. Dort set for serve, receive. Connolly, Bausma, and Drake. Taken by Drake to Dieger. Set, Camp. Right side slide, unable to put it away. Skok over high hands, picked up by Dieger. Outside it goes to Alton, a power tip, saved by Hastings. Pushed over the net. Dieger, a little bit sloppy right now. Jamie Dieger pops it over the block, saved by Hastings. Hastings attacking through the block, saved by Connolly to Dieger. Pushes it outside Altena. Altena down the line, kill. Emma Altena with a kill, and for Emma, that's number 16. 4-1, defenders. Serving for Dort, Jamie Dieger. Got to get that in once per match, it seems. Skok blocked at the net, point defenders, and Dort leads 5-1. We'll see how long Matt Buttermore waits on the Hastings bench for a timeout. It's 5-1. He's ruminating. Here's the set outside, through the block, and a kill. Krolakowski with a kill. Hastings breaks the momentum on their own. They don't need to burn a timeout. That's what you want if you're a coach, obviously. Get your team to fight through it on their own. Hoffman serving. Hoffman. Serve, middle. Taken by Altena. To Dieger. Comes back over to Camp. Unable to put it down. Here comes Hastings. Skok. Power tip. Covered by Dieger. Passed over the net. By the defenders, down ball, Hamburger pushes it over Altena, back to Dieger, Jesse with a kill. Jesse Dieger with a kill. Jesse, a quiet set 2-3, coming back with her 7th kill, though, there. She had 4 in set number 1 alone. Emma Altena serving. Altena, an ace. Alton over the ace. Dort leads 7-2. 7-2, Emma Altena with her 13th ace. And that time Altena serves it into the net. So you give one, you get one. For Hastings that time, it was a give and a get. 7-3, Dort by 4. Jump serve short, taken by Lindberg. Gets the attack from the outside now, and she's blocked at 7-4. Termination point, termination block, I should say. All across the conference, some scores starting to trickle in. Midland a sweep over Dakota Wesleyan 3-0. Serve short, taken by the defenders. Comes back over to Camp. Camp with a kill out of the middle. It's 8-4. 8-4. No word on how things are going in Orange City between Doan and Northwestern. Fehlmeyer with serve for the defenders. Hastings, Thede around the block. Lindberg takes it up and over, and it's a kill for Lindberg. The Uncommon kill off the dig, catching Hastings in transition. And every once in a while, you've got to catch a break like that. Dort College does. They lead at 9-4. Served by Fehlmeyer, controlled by Hastings. Outside it comes, off high hand, saved by the defenders. Jamie gets it, right side Jesse. Jesse through the block, now a joust at the net. Saved by DeAger, comes back to Kromendijk, outside Lindberg, and we've got an illegal contact called on the defenders. They're going to call Kromendijk for that double. So a ball handling error on Kromendijk. 9-5, defenders up 4. Serving for the Broncos is Krolikowski. Krolikowski serving. Taken by Drake to DeAger. Comes back over to Jesse. Blocked at the net. Covered by Altena. Bump set outside Lindberg. Power tip. Saved by Hastings. TD outside to Meyer. Meyer off speed kill. Meyer with the off speed and the kill. Serving for the Broncos, Krolikowski again. Krolikowski's serve taken by Dort. Passed over to DeAger. Outside Lindberg. Off high hands. And a kill. Julia Lindberg with a kill. And for Julia, that is her 7th kill. Beg your pardon, 8th. Short serve taken by the Broncos. Trying to push it over was Kromendijk, and Kromendijk with a kill. Kromendijk on the overpass. Dort extends the lead back to 11-6. 11-6. Comes back and unable to put it away. Our score. Serving for the Broncos will be Leslie Fox. Leslie Fox with serve. Floater taken by Bausma. DeAger has to track after it. Bumps it up to Lindberg. Lindberg over high hand. Saved by Hastings. Set outside Meyer through the block. Dort scrambling. Altena runs out of room. It's 11-8. Meyer with another kill. Dort has to get a block put up on her. She's the heart and soul of this team, it certainly appears to me. If she's able to pick it up and get going, her team follows suit. You limit her, you go a long ways to improving your opportunities. A kill, cross court, kill for Kromendijk. Kromendijk on the slide records the kill. Kromendijk with 16 kills. 12-8, defenders leading. She and Altena have match honors at 16 each right now. Hastings set, goes outside Meyer, off high hand, saved by Altena, keeps it alive, bump set outside Altena. Altena with a swing, dug by Meyer, Drake to DeAger, back to Altena, blocked at the net, point Hastings. Well, they get the block up on Altena. It's 12-9, so Hastings withstanding the run by Dort College, and now they're back to within 3. 12-9, floater, taken by Connolly. Gets it cleanly to DeAger. DeAger to Kromendijk. Kromendijk goes around the block but misses wide. Point Hastings. So an attack error by Kromendijk. And a serve is in the net by Hamburger. Point defenders. Dort leads 13-10. So a service error by Hamburger. 13-10. Serving is Aubrey Drake. Drake, floater, backline, Hamburger gets the set, bump set to Skok. Taken by Conley to DeAger, dumps it over, saved by Hastings. Back set, Meyer. Meyer long and out of bounds. Point defenders, it's 14-10 on the attack error by Meyer. So Sage Meyer hits it long. That time she attacked from the right side. Drake, serve, controlled by the Broncos. Outside Meyer. Meyer dug up, gets back up at the net. Altena. Altena finishes it off. Dort leads 15-10. Altena with the kill. Emma with her 17th on that busted play. And the defenders lead by five. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Broncos as they're forced to use their first timeout of this set. Today's broadcast made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health, committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Elise Bauman on to serve. Dort College's Aubrey Drake, her serve was long. Set goes over to Altena on the return, and the defenders lead 16-11 as they swap points on the side out. Jesse DeJager back into the match. Defenders up 5, 16-11. Set number 4, Dort leading in the match, 2-1. Jamie DeJager serve. Hastings attacking. Skoke, tip, saved by the defenders, and Jesse DeJager is going to be called for a lift. Point Broncos, it's 16-12. Jesse DeJager, not much she could do with that one. A pancake save by Drake. Not sure if they called the ball hitting the floor or if it was actually a lift called against Jesse. One way or the other, a point for the Broncos. Jamie comes back over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Camp with a kill. Hastings, a rare team, does not employ the libero. They do have a fair number of players in their rotation. Robin Underwood with serve. Ace serve. Defenders lead 18-12. How about that? Robin Underwood with the ace. And the defenders lead it 18-12 for Robin. That is, well, I've got to look it up. Hang with me. Don't go anywhere. Timeout on the floor. Dort leading. Robin Underwood with her fourth ace serve of the season. And the defenders now up a half a dozen here in set number 4, trying to close out this match. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health, committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. 18-12, defenders in the driver's seat, but this one far from over. We've seen Hastings come back from an 8-point deficit in set number 2 to win that, to stave off, in effect, the sweep. But they showed some moxie coming back after getting blown out in sets 1.5, if you will. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We've got a new rotation, new player in for the Broncos. Short serve controlled by Hastings. They'll attack, set outside, block. A solo block put up on Casey Krolikowski. And the defenders now up 19-12 and breathing a little bit easier. 19-12, defenders, short serve taken by the Broncos. They'll attack right side, ball dances on the tape, comes back at Hastings. Emily Leonard is unable to put it away. Hastings is out of timeouts and not much they can do at this point. 20-12, Dort up 8, set number 4. Robin Underwood, serve taken by Hastings. And hitting it wide and out of bounds is Hastings' Cassidy Ostrand. Ostrand hits it long. An attack error by the Broncos. 5 points in a row by the defenders to go from up 16-12. Now they're up 21-12 in this fourth set. Serve is long and out of bounds by the Broncos. By the defenders. Point Broncos. So a service error by Dort College. I am curious. Now I've got to look. How many service errors have the defenders had here this evening? Serve, a let serve taken by Lindberg. Comes back over to Jesse DeJager. And Jesse DeJager, the freshman, puts it away. It's 22-13 on Jesse DeJager's eighth kill. Jesse DeJager with her eighth kill. Dort leading 22-13. Serve controlled by the Broncos. Ostrand gets it right side. Saved by Jesse DeJager. Back over to Jamie. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Blocked at the net point. Hastings. 22-14. 22-14. Serving for the Broncos is Krolikowski. Floater taken by Altena to DeJager. Back over to Kromendijk. Kromendijk with a kill. 23-14. Allie Kromendijk with her 17th kill. Allie doing the job here this evening. 23-14. Dort a point away from set and match point. Outside it goes Meyer, blocked at the net, pushed over the net by DeJager. Jamie DeJager with her second kill. And now Dort College serving for the set and the match. It's 24-14. So DeJager with the kill, that's Jamie. Serving for Dort is Bausma. Serve long and out of bounds, point Hastings. It's 24-15. So Bausma with the service error. And Hastings needs to score 10 points in a row. Serving for the Broncos is Leslie Fox. Short serve taken by Bausma. To DeJager, bump set outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh off high hands, killed. Defenders win 25-15. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Julia Lindbergh with her 9th kill to close it out. Dort College wins 25-11, 23-25, 25-23. And 25-15. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Stay tuned. The Wireless World postgame wrap up next. You're listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Welcome back to the DeWitt Gymnasium as we get into our Wireless World postgame wrap. The Dort College defenders victorious 25-11, 23-25. 25-23 and 25-15. Julia Lindbergh takes a seat beside me, and Julia had to make it interesting with that set too, but team regrouped well in sets 3 and 4, and set 3 really, I thought, decided this one, and back and forth affair, and you were able to fight through as Hastings had a late lead. Tell me about this veteran group and what it means to have players who have been through a lot in terms of volleyball playing together. How does that help you on an evening like tonight?
We just know if we make a few mistakes that no matter what, we're coming back together. We've all played together for a long time, so it's just fun to have each other's back throughout all the points, and we know we're going to rally back, and just to start off strong in all these games was so amazing.
Yeah, you got out to quick starts, and that is something early in the season that was a bit of a concern. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be, at least at this point of the season, something that is a distant memory. What did your team do to help get out to quick starts? Because this is several matches in a row now where you have fast starts in sets. Is there anything that you've done to make that happen?
Just coming out, executing. We're taking smart swings. We're swinging hard and getting good passes up. A lot of days in practice. Once we step on the court, we're getting after it. So we want to just mirror what a game situation would be like.
Hard to believe you're in your senior year, I would imagine. Not that long ago, wide-eyed freshman came to Sioux Center, Iowa to play. How quickly have the last three-plus years gone as quickly for you as it feels like to me?
They have gone really quickly, and it's just surreal to have my family here tonight, being able to support me, and just being able to play in the DeWitt is a real special experience, so I'm glad we still get a few games left.
Parents don't make it to that many, obviously, out of Florida. What about once per year they make it out during the regular season? Is that about what they've been able to do?
Yeah, once or twice, and then they try to come up for nationals. So,
senior season, a lot looming, obviously, after May and graduation. What's ahead for you? What's ahead for Julia Lindbergh?
I'm getting married this summer and then find a job somewhere, and it'll be good.
Graduating with a degree in
elementary education.
A dream job.
Third grade teacher.
Third grade.
And maybe coach some volleyball.
Coach some volleyball along with it. All right. Thanks, Julia.
Yep, no problem.
That's Julia Lindbergh talking about tonight's win for the Dort College Defenders over the Hastings Broncos. 3-1. did not come without its nervous moments, its tense moments, but overall Dort limiting Hastings on their kill efficiency to an 0.66 kill efficiency. And even in set two, that Dort, they're going to feel like that one slipped away. They limited Hastings to an 0.26 kill efficiency. Coach Chad Hansen, as you sit down, I was just commenting, really did a nice job of limiting Hastings and their attacking at the net. I don't think I've ever seen as dominant a performance as set one, where a very good Hastings team limited to one kill. But talk about your defense and what you tried to take away from Hastings in their offensive attack.
Thank you, Mike. I was shocked when I looked at the stat sheet and said there's got to be an error there for that first set. That was really a pleasant surprise. And they, as you said, are a very strong attacking team. So that first set with only one attack kill and two errors was for sure a surprise. Coming in to answer your question, we really worked on a perimeter defense. Their attackers have the ability to hit the outside foot of the court in any location. They also have the ability to hit the interior. And we were hoping and believing that our block could handle and manage some good touches and responsibility for the interior portion, while our perimeter defense really needed to stay disciplined and stay in that deeper perimeter area of the court. And at times, often that combination worked for us. Other times, they ran a faster tempo and really jammed us on the interior portion because we couldn't get our controlled block out there. But very, very pleased with how we started out in a good team defense discipline.
Set two, you started off great, up 15-8. Felt pretty good about things, and slowly Hastings, as good teams do, just chipped away. Matt really was stingy with using his timeouts. He forced his team to try to fight through it. All that being said, it felt like set two slipped away more than Hastings won it. I'm going to give credit there, but it really felt like that one slipped away.
It did, and I can point it to maybe one mindset that I saw demonstrated out on our side of the court where Hastings did the right things. They were smart. They attacked aggressive. They served more aggressively and mixed up their serves. For us, there was a stretch of points there where we started more and more saying you. And we started telling our other teammates, like, you take it. We were looking at our teammate as opposed to in the first set and through much of the match. We were in this is mine mode, and it's mine because I can deliver this next ball to you, my teammate. And when we got back into that better frame of mind of calling for the ball aggressively and executing it to help the next teammate produce a point, a score, a touch, that to me was more the latter half of this match, and I was glad we got back into that right frame of mind, and the team responded well to that.
How important was it to get the first 3 points then of set number three and kind of reestablish yourself?
I think very important, and I told the team through the third set, this could be a point-for-point kind of match. You know, it's hard with the first set being so imbalanced on the stat sheet and the play and the scoreboard, because if it's not that way in the later portions of the match, you start to think, uh-oh, something's wrong.
Yeah.
And I wanted to reassure the defenders that we were doing fine. We needed to keep chipping away on that scoreboard and keep working for every point and trusting that the body of work we were doing was going to pay off. And I'm really, really pleased and so blessed for the team responding to all these right messages that our coaching staff was giving. They were giving to each other. They were problem solving out there through many of the sequences. It was really special.
18 kills for Emma Alton. Obviously a great match for her to go along with 15 digs. And then Allie Kromendijk, I made the comment midway through set four, a very solid second for Allie Kromendijk this evening. 17 kills, 26 total attacks, a 500 kill efficiency.
Yep.
She took advantage of the opportunities as best she could this evening.
Allie did. And, you know, the combination of Allie and Jamie really made it work. There were times where I thought, ooh, Jamie put a risky ball in this scenario or that scenario or this moment, that moment. And Allie just kept rising and delivering. And the risky ball wasn't so much like a jammer or a mistimed. It was just when you've got Emma on the left side, that can be an easy go-to kind of attacker. And Jamie has great confidence in her hitters to distribute a balanced ball and keep the block and the defense guessing in many senses. And I really respect Jamie a ton. There were a couple moments where I thought, Allie delivered again. And I just thought, man, Jamie knows this team better than I do. It's really, really sweet to see that. And that's a real credit to Jamie Allie on the attacking side of it, and even Leah was a recipient quite often of Jamie producing some good balls. Jesse in the same spot.
Aubrey Drake, 20 digs this evening. Your back row the last week and a half has played at a pretty high level, getting to basically extending plays and giving your offensive players an opportunity.
Yeah, thanks for that comment. I think so, too. They have been playing very gritty, smart. An attack comes over, and I'm actually more and more surprised when there isn't a body touching it, laying out, and keeping it alive, because we've been so active producing with Erica back there, with Aubrey back there, with Hannah in those rotations. Emily Fellmeyer comes in and does a great serve rotation, and she gets a dig quite often and keeps a rally alive for us. Emma's certainly a threat back there defensively and keeping a lot alive. So I appreciate that comment a ton, Mike, because our ball control, our defensive crew has really kept a lot alive and staying hungry.
Great win this evening. Obviously, you've got to have a short memory because Doan comes in, and Doan and team, they got beat tonight by Northwestern 3-0. But they are a team that always, I don't know if they scare me so much as they, there's just a concern whenever they come in because they typically really put up a fight.
They do. It's the tiger in them, Mike, not to get too cliche, but they do. They are coached fiercely, aggressively. Coach Gwen Egbert knows a lot about the game and I think conveys that in a lot of different schemes to her players. And they are very left side dominant on the statistics of it. We hope that our block and our defense will be just as gritty, if not more so, tomorrow in preparing against them. And, yeah, you're right, a short memory, but we're going to savor this and get back into the film room tomorrow and get a good scout to prepare for Doan coming in.
Coach, thanks for stopping by. Congratulations on a very critical win in the conference race. And we'll talk more about conference race tomorrow after the Doan contest. But there's still a lot to play, but still a critical win when you only play Hastings once. This one counts for a lot.
Yeah, so thanks so much, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen, and let's take a look at the stats as we get finished with the Wireless World postgame wrap. Dort College, I told you about the team kill efficiencies, 57-26 on the assist line, 13 blocks for Hastings, 6 for the defenders. So Hastings did live up to their reputation in terms of their blocking at the net. Hastings tonight led by Sage Meyer with 8 kills. Casey Krolikowski had 7. Emily Lenners had 4. Maddie Davovich had 3. Lucy Skoke had 6. 12 assists for Claire Hamburger and Claire Teedy. Casey Krolikowski had 2 service aces, as did Teedy. 11 digs for Leslie Fox. For the defenders, 18 kills for Emma Altina, 17 for Ellie Kromadyk, 53 assists for Jamie DeAger. Jesse DeAger had 8 kills. Leah Camp had 9. Julia Lindberg had 9 this evening. 20 digs for Aubrey Drake, 15 for Emma Altina, 14 for Jamie DeAger, 11 for Hannah Connolly. 6 different players had 1 service ace each for Dort College. 3 blocks apiece for Jesse DeAger and Leah Camp, 2 each for Emma Altina and Allie Kromendyk. Dort College improves to 7-0 in the conference, 13-2 overall. Hastings falls to 5-2 and 10-4. Hastings, a critical weekend this week as they travel up to Northwest Iowa, facing Dort College this evening and then facing Northwestern tomorrow. Dort will be hosting Doan tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. It's come time now for the Sioux Commercial Sweeping Defender Player of the Game. Sioux Commercial Sweeping, providing professional parking lot and road pavement maintenance since 1975. You can call Kurt Van Voorst, 712-441-1096, for all your sweeping, striping, crack sealing, concrete raising, and snow removal needs. I'm going to go tonight with Allie Kromendyk. 17 kills, a 500 kill efficiency, 2 block assists. And Kromendyk, a strong number 2 tonight to Emma Altna's 18 kills. So Allie Kromendyk, your Sioux Commercial Sweeping Defender Player of the Game. That's going to do it for our broadcast. And that's the Wireless World postgame wrap. Till tomorrow afternoon, Dort College football on the air. 1 o'clock kickoff. The defenders face Concordia. And Dort faces Doan tomorrow afternoon in volleyball. You can hear it all on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.